I want to call on myself if there's no one, if there's no other speaker. Okay. So I believe that this will have a favorable impact on KPFK, because KPFK, we do not, unfortunately, we used to, but we do not report to the listeners. We do not have an LSP report to the listeners. So I don't like to mandate stuff, but I think this is necessary. And I believe WPFW also has a report to the listeners. Is that right, Lewis and Eileen?
We report at LSB meetings to listeners, yes. I don't know if it's called that, but that's what we do, yes. Isn't that right, Eileen?
Well, they're allowed to listen in, and if they call into our Zoom meeting. And they also have a dedicated half hour to ask questions or offer comments at 7:30 at our meetings. And that's a drop-dead moment. You know, no matter what we're talking about, we stop at 7:30 for community comment.
Okay. But hold on, William. I thought there was a report to the listener on air. And I think Benito...
Oh, we also have a monthly LSB show where...
Oh, right, LSB show.
Members,
that's what it is.
The
yeah.
LSB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
where
what
different
it
members
is.
Of the LSB show. Speak up on topics, whatever's going on, and whatever the members
okay.
should know.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. How about KPFT? Does it have a report to the listener? LSV
no.
report to the listener? No? Okay.
No, not since 2017.
Okay. KPFA is not on the line anymore.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay, Nancy, I got you. I got William, and then Michael, I'm going to go after William. As a matter of fact, I was speaking, so... If I could just finish, I'm almost done. So I believe that this will have a positive impact.
He put me on the stack, too. I was muted. I was asking to be, and I forgot
okay.
I was muted. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, so I'll put you on the stack after Nancy.
I'll go at the end. I don't mind. I was muted. My fault.
Okay, it's okay. But I got I got Michael, then Nancy, then you, James. Okay. So I believe this will have a positive effect on the KPFK signal area and the local station board. But we have the chair of the local station board on this committee. So I would like to put her on the stack so she can make a comment. In regards to the CAB, as a former CAB member for KPFK, where we were successful in doing the only community needs assessment that was ever done, I don't know if that's throughout the network, but I know at KPFK we did a community needs assessment, and as a result of that community needs assessment, we were given $179,000 from the CPB, and we were declared a minority station. Which I always say is it's an underrepresented station of underrepresented people. So it is my belief, and according to CPB guidelines, that the CAB, I don't think we should be speaking for the CABs. I think the CABs should be speaking for themselves. And one of the ways that they speak for themselves is to communicate with management, according to CPB guidelines. It's management and the station and the community that they are charged to work with. Governance, Pacifica governance, has always been independent. And if you read the bylaws, there's no reference to community advisory boards because they are independent, federally sanctioned by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to be an independent entity. So I will vote against the amendment that was proposed by the KPFT committee member. I'm gonna go to Nancy. Michael. Nancy, and then James. Michael, you have the floor.
I think William somewhere.
Oh, William, yeah, you're right. Right. I believe William after Michael. After Michael. So I'm going to go to Michael, William, Nancy, and James. You're breaking up, Michael.
I cannot hear you.
I think William was before me, and I'd be happy to let him go first.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that, the generosity. William, you have the floor.
Thank you. All I was going to say a few minutes back when you were speaking, I was trying to talk over you, I think, is that that PFW, which they already acknowledged, has a Friday night LSB show. I think once a month. That's what I was going to say. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Michael?
Friday morning.
Yeah. So one of the points I made the last time we discussed this is that this is a sort of top-down direction about what's going to be done and what we think our solutions are. But it's also at the same time, along with that, micromanaging. And it has a lot of the problems that you have with micromanaging about, this is going to be done 1 month in advance and blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of ways to screw up. You specify that something's going to be a half hour, but there may not be people calling in for the half hour. So how do you solve that? With the micromanaging, you don't have a solution. But in addition, I think we have to remember that when it comes to these public comments, we have these things which are tantamount to broadcasts on the air. So our local station board meetings are once a month. They have a half-hour public comment every day. The fact that they're available and broadcast and people can participate and make public comment, goes out for 8 days in advance or whatever. The same thing with the community advisory board meetings. They are also essentially broadcast to the public, and the public can participate, and we broadcast on the station that people can participate in those. And then we have town halls where the public can participate, and they're essentially broadcasts. And this is these mandated 13 hours that are highly prescribed in these micromanaged details are all surplus to that. And they can be, when you're forced to do this stuff, a huge turnoff to the audience that, causes the audience to just check out and say, this is much too negative, and I don't want to be part of Pacifica anymore.
Are you finished?
I heard time, so it stopped.
And then William.
Are you muted? Lawrence, are you muted? Lawrence lost.
Yeah, and that Sheriff Helicopter was again looking for me. I'll go ahead, Nancy. You have the floor.
How did you do, Lawrence?
Okay, go ahead and tell your exciting story, and then I'll say mine.
No, go ahead, Nancy. You have the floor.
Okay, so I don't have, Beth. So I have two little red hearts on it where I put my additions, and then a red ball where I wanted to take something out that was repetitious. And so made the repetition. But I don't have Beth's email. So somebody, Lawrence, I think you know Beth's email. Can you send it to her? And it has two little red hearts.
I will. I will. I see the hearts. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead and go to William.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. No, I'm going to James. James, you have the floor. And I want to put
Thank
my
you,
hand
Lawrence.
On the stack.
Thank you, Lawrence. Those helicopters are really following you, I know. Okay, so I have some general things to say about this and maybe narrow it down to more specifics as we go. But I know that the managers don't like this kind of programming. They think it drives the audience away. And they say it makes bad radio. But on the other hand, our members voted 2-1 in favor of maintaining governance in the way that we do it at, in the previous bylaws referendum. And so that kind of speaks in favor of this kind of stuff being on the air, although Michael just made a list of where we get this kind of interaction with the listeners in many places, not least of which town hall meetings, if they're broadcast. And there's a question of, do we mandate it for everybody but WBAI, or do we mandate it for everybody in case things change at WBAI and then, you know, we fall off the wagon, so to speak, in this regard? So I think selecting which stations to mandate it for might be, again, too much micromanaging. On the other hand, maybe we should micromanage in situations where a particular station isn't doing anything and the members are clamoring for it, or the governance is clamoring for it and management is refusing it. We know management doesn't always follow directives on these kinds of issues. For example, noticing bylaws amendment votes was not done properly at during the last election for that by the managers of the station. They didn't put the announcements on the air. So it's a whole mixed bag. I'm just going to try and finish up real quick, if I may, Chair.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is maybe we could have some of the managers come to the committee and discuss this. Also, possibly have some of the cabs come to the chair, so come to the meeting and discuss that. I am also concerned about having politics of Pacifica on the air. And sometimes if you get a lopsided show, then it becomes a political question. And that does create negativity and unfairness. And finally, you know, if I had my way, all of the programming on WBAI would be graduate level seminars on political economy, and that would drive everybody away. So I have to watch out for what I like and what I want and be aware that we're running a radio station. So I just wonder if perhaps we could have more flexibility, not mandating every month such and such will happen, but give the stations a range of things, you know, maybe once every 2 months, you know, 1 or 2 months, you know, give a little more flexibility so it can be done differently for the cultures of our different stations. Thank you. Sorry for going over.
Thank you. No, okay. I'm going to call on myself. I got you, William. I'm going to call on myself right now, and then I'll go to you. So the listeners are clamoring for transparency. They are clamoring to be informed. And that was demonstrated during the 2-1 vote on the referendum that was defeated. So I have a hard time listening to the language that's always when we want to improve the bylaws or when we want to improve something we already have, it's micromanaging. The fact is that there's nothing micromanaging about improving upon what we have. And I think that's what this motion attempts to do. It attempts to address those areas of communication. And Beth knows that I always say that management should communicate much better with its audience and with its listeners. And we were given proof that, you know, we were able to sustain democracy in Pacifica with defeating the bylaws referendum, 68% to 33%. That's a 2-1 margin. So, and that what that informs me about is that listeners responded because they were being addressed. And I'd like us to really stick to the language of the bylaws and really stick to process and really move away from, you know, trying to come up with one word that dismisses that process, which I think the word is micromanaging. No disrespect intended to anybody that used the word. It's just something that I don't feel comfortable about, and it seems to be like the word that's used to dismiss effective governance in Pacifica. So that's all I wanted to say. William, you have the floor.
Yeah,
change
for
the stack again
here.
For the second round, please.
Okay. Michael,
who was the person
that spoke
first?
There was somebody else that had spoken first. Who was that? It sounded like a woman's voice. Okay. So I got...
I want to
talk
about
James.
How...
Hold on,
what?
Please.
Just,
watch the time.
I was the woman. I made a joke about the helicopter coming from your place to mine.
Okay, it came again. Did you hear it?
Parenthesis.
It's happening, man. Yeah, I'm an upstanding citizen now, so anyway, I'm just a revolutionary.
Okay.
and a subversive. Okay, who's that, Nancy?
Yeah, put me on the stack so I can motivate my addition.
Okay,
can
thank you. I have William, I have James, and I have Michael. Anyone else? Nancy. Go ahead, William, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to address some of the comments made by my fellow New Yorkers. I mean, it's just wild to me that there's complaints about this because this is what we already do. We have at WBAI, not quite monthly, but several times a year. We might get to do it 6-8 months out of the year, report to the listeners from various LSB members, more or less as described in the motion. And we have, I don't know if it's monthly anymore, but perhaps a monthly report from management to the listeners, and both of them get call-ins and their favorites. And people talking about town halls, I don't know if we've had a town hall in 5 years. You know, it's just like, you know, that's pie in the sky stuff. One town hall we had, I don't know, 5 or 8 years ago, was just we had some new national people came in and talked for a whole hour, and that was supposed to be a town hall. I mean, we don't do it. But, and my motion doesn't address town halls. I'm just saying they were talking, somebody, one of them, was talking about town halls. But we have this, and it should apply to, all stations, not let's just not exempt BAI or PFW because they have some of it. All stations should do all these reports. And I'm interested in the one from the IED. I never thought of it much before I made this motion, but it's a possibility. And there was one other thing I wanted to say, which I don't remember.
Well, time already. Sorry.
Okay, I give it up. Thanks.
Thank you, Lewis, for keeping time. I appreciate
sure.
it. I believe it's James Fagerton and then Michael White, or do I have it backwards? Go ahead.
I don't know.
No,
but
I'll
go either way.
Michael and then you. Michael,
that's
you
fine.
And then Nancy. Okay, thank you. Michael?
Oh, I thought it was James first. Yeah, just on the town halls. Yes, we had one a couple of months ago on the local level, and there was a national one a couple of months ago, I think the month before that. There's something, William said that WBAA does more or less what this resolution says. And I guess he has expressed that because we do more or less what the resolution says, we would not be in the category of having to do exactly what the resolution says. And that's my concern. So, there's in the legal world, there's something called precatory language. And you refer to that, for instance, in drafting a will when you don't want to be too micromanaging and specific. I missed I was kicked off the call when James started to talk, so I missed a lot of what he said, but I thought what James said about having people in to talk about what they are doing would be helpful in providing a context. But putting out the general concepts of what we think as a starter, I think is a good idea. And I think the idea of listener communication and that we endorse it and da-da-da-da-da is a good way to start. But telling people exactly what they're going to do and exactly how many months, days before something, and exactly this and exactly that, So they're not in the more or less category that WBAI is, but in the specific category that this resolution is. There is micromanaging, and there's micromanaging, and getting overly specific about exactly what has to be done in such a way that it's easy to foul up and not meet the standards. That's micromanaging. I would start with some, putting out, what we think people should be encouraged to do. And if people are failing, because we get reports that they're failing, and James's idea of inviting people in, I think is very good. But if people are failing, then we should do something about it. But, the idea that we're going to make it all up in advance with all sorts of deadlines that people are going to trip over is not, I don't think, a good idea.
Fine.
Lawrence, are you muted?
Dan, helicopter came again. I'm sorry. James Agaton, and then Nancy from KPFT.
Thank you, Lawrence.
James.
Thank you. I don't want to get too down into the weeds about all this, but I think one of the first people to point out that our 2-1 win in the last bylaws election kind of showed that at least the members that vote are in favor of governance. But that begs the question, how many of our listeners vote and are engaged in this? And I think the rule of thumb is about 1 out of 10 of our listeners become members. And about 1 in 10 of our members actually vote. So I think that's like maybe 1%. It's a small number of people that are actually, and then the number is even smaller when you talk about who is highly engaged in governance. So while we all here clearly are interested and engaged in that, we have to be careful about exaggerating our own understanding of how interesting it is and applying it to the audience as a whole. So again, not. You know, I like governance. I like having shows. You know, I remember when I was a listener years ago, not involved in governance, I was wondering, what the heck is going on down there? I wish I could learn more. I would have loved to hear more about this, but we just have to be careful about assuming that that's what our entire audience does. That's why I'd like to hear from the general managers on these questions to see what their estimation is about what it does to our audience. And, whether what we do in governance is public enough. I mean, we have a very democratic governance. It's very open to the public. And the question is, does it need to be, all on display on the air, or, are we doing enough? And I'm not making a judgment on any of that. I know which way I tend to lean, but I just want to get more information about how it affects our audience. Thanks.
Thank you. Nancy?
Okay, it's my turn. All right, the general manager's job description has this in it. He's got to do a monthly report with half the time for call-ins. That's what he has to do by job. Okay, I sent another one out because I added Committee of Inclusion. Let them have it, a report about the demographics and the diversity and of the station area and of the programmers and of the LSBs and the PNBs. Let them have time to go on the air too. So I sent the last one with 3 hearts. Would somebody please send it, Lawrence, to Beth? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So the place where I added something new, I put 1 heart at the beginning and 1 heart at the end. So to add the Community Advisory Board, CAB, report, and the Community of Inclusion. And then, let's see, the next addition is that, at the end where he says executive director shall have time with the CFO, and then that the station's Community Advisory Board, the CAB, shall be given airtime to report and gather non-LSB members' callers' input. And, I didn't put COI. I thought I did. Okay. Just pretend I did.
Yes, you did. You did in the previous one. Yeah.
Okay. And then the last edition I think I had is You know, at KPFC, when we have staff meetings, which is very rare. I mean, we went 6 years without a staff meeting, and then we had a new first black general manager, and then he did 2 days, a weeknight, weekday night, and a weekend. It was a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, I don't remember, so that people who were working on the weekends could come to the weekday night. People who are working on weekday nights could come to the set. So it's two sets. So I put in here because it works out well, because some of these programmers have programs. You know, they don't want to miss a staff meeting. So this gives more and more time for each staff to say something. So I put two sets of meetings close together, composed of a weekday night and weekday weekend time, to allow more time for staff to comment and ask questions, and to accommodate staff stations' personal schedules Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I put a blue box, that's no longer needed because it's already put in there, what I put in the addition.
Okay, time is called.
One more.
I'm telling you, time. You have a time, Matthew.
Michael White to the staff.
I'm sorry. Was that Eileen that asked for the staff?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Okay, Eileen. Then I'm going to go to Duane, Eileen, because he hasn't spoken yet. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I didn't know he was here because I thought he dropped off. He's not on his own phone, I guess.
He's on my phone. Go ahead, Eileen.
Oh, I can go. Yeah, that was very confusing, but I would like to say that surely everybody would have a great idea for how to do it, but I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought a bit, but I don't want to mandate all this for every station. I think whoever said earlier, maybe it was Michael, that we should set some, you know, or William, set some, you know, bottom line ideas for what each station should make sure to communicate or how to include its listeners or whatever they want to do. But leave it up to each station how to do it after that. Because I don't know, what Nancy was just saying, couldn't quite follow it. I guess it's written down, but it's confusing and probably too detailed for anybody to follow. Everybody's got a lot of work to do. And, you know, I don't know if people want to add tasks. And I'm talking about staff and management. I think I'll stop there.
Is James to be added to the stack, please?
Okay, you'll be added after Michael James. Duane Law.
I thought it was Duane.
Okay. Thanks. Let me chair the meeting, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Just be cool. Duane Law, you have the floor.
Well, micromanage. I guess everybody has a definition of term, but I think micromanaging is pretty simple concept. It's when you have a bylaw or bylaws that already is about 20, 30 pages. It's when you have given the authority of a certain person or person to do a job and do work. And yet you find almost every 3 months, every 6 months, every 9 months after 50 existing to tell them to do more, create new things to do, especially when you don't have a modicum of experience in radio, whether it's radio programming, whether it's radio management, whether it's growing an audience, any indices you want to measure yourself by. You don't have any experience doing it, but you've got these great ideas and a list of them that you want to implement. That's a pretty good example of micromanaging at its worst. Secondly, I think it's important that we know what good radio isn't, because most of our stations don't have it. And that's one of the reasons we have a diminishing return on our investment of time, energy, and donation. What you are proposing tonight is more than a classic example. of bad programming that 99% of the people who listen to the radio don't want to listen to. One of the reasons you may be able to drive folks to HD for this nonsense that you're submitting or suggesting, and as far as programming meetings are concerned, I believe it's been my experience as a 37-year programmer, never on a Pacifica station, but on local commercial and non-commercial programming that I've done. I'm simply saying to you that what you are proposing, each of you, whether it's this committee, that committee, oh, throw in the COI, throw in all the, nobody want to hear that. Now, reports are to be written, and they should be able to find those reports about what those committees are doing on the website. But if you want to go down this tunnel of worse programming, improving, increasing more bad programming, go down this proposal. And the last thing I say is, one of the problems we've had is not programmers meeting with managers, is that there's been no professional development, whether it's for managers, whether it's for program directors, and then programmers. There is no criteria, no test, no basic requirements of knowledge, skills, and training. Well, if you address these things and leave the programming to the programmers and leave the programming to the PD and leave the programming to the manager, and if you have a problem with that, change the manager, change the PD, change the programming. But in terms of putting all this junk on the air, if you ever had any experience in radio, you would know that this is not the right direction to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. Okay, Nancy. We have 11 minutes left for this meeting. So just want to let you know. Michael, James, and then Nancy. And then we're going to go to a vote on Nancy's amendments.
And Beth.
And Beth, okay. I'm going to go to Beth because Michael and James have had plenty bites at the apple. Beth, go ahead, please. Is that okay with you guys?
That's okay.
Either way, I can wait.
Go ahead, Beth.
All right. I've a couple different things. In principle, I support, I would like to hear more direct report to the listener, both from the GM and from board members. I'm one of those people who always tuned in. When I could find it, I always tuned in, and I always wanted to know more. And I would like to support, I support it in principle. All these details seem like hard to sort out at this point. I understand that some of this is addressed within the GM's job description and some of it in bylaws, and I think that's probably the appropriate place to start with what we've got already and modify that. So I'm having a hard time supporting all the array of details that I can't keep up with. I do want to say, in principle, I support the objective. I support the objective. And as for breaking all the conventional rules of commercial radio broadcast, whatever, Trader Joe's manages to break all the rules of grocery shopping and still manage to sell more per square foot than any other business, any other grocery business out there. And it's because they break the rules, because they're exceptional, that they stand out and they have such a loyal following.
Fine.
So, thank you.
Thank you. James, and then Michael. Then we're going to go to a vote on Nancy's amendment. Then we're going to go to a vote on Nancy's amendment to the motion. And then we're going to go to the main motion.
Nancy didn't speak yet, so please remember.
Oh, I remember, Nancy. Let me chair the meeting, please. Thank you. James?
Thank you. If Nancy, well, all right, yeah, I'll just go ahead and keep it simple. I basically agree with a lot of what Dwayne just said, but I also believe what the last speaker said, that, you know, we are running a different kind of a show here. And so I said some of the things that Dwayne was saying in a different way, of course, but that was the idea. I think we can balance it a little bit because we do have requirements in our bylaws to do this kind of programming. And I just wanted to say that at WBAI, for a little while, we were considering, and I'm not sure we ever did it, but we were going to take a time slot and use it for governance-related things, but not just have governance on. We have managers on, have perhaps program directors, have programmers themselves, maybe even have some listeners on, have the CAB come on, all of the things that have been discussed, but do it in a flexible time slot, not necessarily a designated time slot, because if you always have it at the same time, you're not spreading the message, you know, you're not getting it out to different parts of the audience. So I think, you know, again, all things in moderation, and I think what Dwayne said is true, and that's why the managers don't like having governance on the air, because they perceive what it says to the audience. But on the other hand, we are a different animal. And I think there is some place for it. And the question is, I think it just needs, we need to do more work. We need to do more thinking about it. We need to get some people to come into the committee, managers and such, and have them talk to us about what they think about this. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, request for information.
State your request, Dwayne.
Did you, when you heard my statement, did you not hear me speak of commercial one in one word? And I believe the previous speaker implied I was speaking to the issue of how commercial broadcasting does something. That's far from what I stated. I've had extensive experience in nonprofit radio, and just wanted to make that point. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Commercial
radio
is an example, but just one word in commercial radio. My whole comments were about.
I don't believe I heard you say commercial. No.
I just didn't want misunderstanding here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to Michael, then Nancy, then I'm going to call on myself before we go to vote on the amendments.
Yeah, so I see this amendment about essentially giving the committees of inclusion their own radio program, mandated radio program. And at WBAI, the committee of inclusion that existed a year ago is really quite different than the committee of inclusion that exists this year. How it's been formulated, you know, has to do with a fair degree to happenstance or whatever. So it'd be a very different kind of programming. And then if people knew that the committee was going to get its own radio program, the composition of the next committee will probably be very, very, very different in addition. But if people are interested in hearing what's in essence a radio program of the Committee of Inclusion, they can listen in on the Committee of Inclusion meetings. And if they want just a little tidbit of it, they can listen to our LSB meetings, and they can listen to the Committee of Inclusion report, you know, which is brief and, you know, to the point. We needed to let people know that there's a lot of committees that have meetings and you can listen to them, very easily. We could do more broadcasting, just announcing that fact on the 5 days.
Time.
But
that was time. Thank you. Nancy, then I'm going to call on myself.
Yes.
Then we're going to
yes.
close the stack.
I think this is a wonderful way to allow more communication with the callers, because you're going to have a lot of call-ins and open up the lines. And they like to speak. The members like to speak. This is really good. And also, there was one point I did not get to mention, that when the staff meet, I did add that listener board members could go as observers and listen and not speak, and let the staff have as much time as they need to speak with each other, because they have maybe only once or twice a year to be even talk with each other or get together at all. And so I did say that, because then all the volunteers, the paid, the unpaid, and the board members will have a time to be together and learn about each other. Well, this is really good. Okay, and then about James saying, disturbing the GM, if you read this thing, it says the GM decides what time would be available. The GM picks the time. So it's not like they come. And then Committee of Inclusion, they're supposed to make quarterly reports. I'm in, Dwayne and I are in the Committee of Inclusion. And that report is, it's not going to be every month. I mean, you're just not going to do it. I mean, we've been working all year and we haven't done our report yet. It's almost finished. So it's not going to be every month for the Committee of Inclusion. And the CAB, that's their job, to get input from the listeners. So listeners can tell them what they think about the programming. That's a wonderful tool for them on the air to get input. And as far as we don't tell CAB what to do.
That's fine, Nancy.
And this is helping the people online that are
Nancy,
not online.
Your time has run out, Nancy. Your time has run out. So I just, want to say one thing. As I said earlier, whenever there's an opportunity to create a plan, within the bylaws, within our processes, the word that gets used to dismiss the idea is micromanaging. And, I don't think it's micromanaging to create a plan. And I think this is getting convoluted, and it's getting, to a degree, you're adding just too much stuff into the stew. And the stew is going to be overwhelming to even taste, right? Because you're adding the Committee of Inclusion, and we want to monitor what the CAB is doing, which is an independent entity that is mandated by the federal government, Federal Communications Commission, and the CPB to be an independent entity that is responsible to the community and to following the procedures and regulations and the outline that is that they inherit in the CPB guidelines. So
that's not what the CAB does.
Excuse me. I have the floor, Nancy. You need to, each CAB is different. I'm sure some CABs operate differently than other CABs throughout the network. I was one of the first members of the CAB when, right after the bylaws initiative passed, and we created CABs. And our station, KPFK CAB, did perform a community needs assessment independently from the LSB, independently from any governance entity in Pacifica, and was awarded $179,000 from the CPB. So, again, the CAB is an independent entity, and I will vote against the amendment to add the CAB, the COI. It's just too much. And so I'm going to summarize in 15 seconds. I think what we're trying to do is communicate with the listeners. And that's, I think, what's getting lost. Everybody's throwing their committee in and their favorite projects, their pet projects, and all of that. And I don't want to say micromanaging, but I think that's what leads to that word when we do something like that. Thank you.
This is James. I have an amendment. Or a motion to postpone.
Okay,
there's a correction that needs to be made, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
There's a correction that needs to be made in the record.
Okay, state your correction.
The FCC doesn't mandate any kind of programming.
No, I didn't say programming. I said that it has guidelines. I didn't say programming.
It, It does have guidelines, and what I just wanted the public to know is that the FCC only basically has seven restrictions, and those are words. But as it relates to the CPB does have mandates and guidelines and suggestions.
Right. And that's what I was attempting to communicate. Okay, so there's a motion to postpone. James, you want to state your rationale to postponing and to when?
I guess I'd be willing to do it to the next meeting, but I just think we need to the meeting after that, so that we could possibly get some more, have more discussion in the next meeting, and maybe even get a guest or two to speak on it, and just to kick it around some more. Because as I say, I'm not against it in principle. I just think it needs more fleshing out, more work, and more consideration, more discussion.
Dwayne,
okay. And Nancy?
So hold on one second. We are at time for this meeting. I'm going to go to Dwayne, and then I'm going to go quickly to Nancy. So if you could be brief, both of you.
I'm sticking to the motion as it requires at this point, since there is a motion on the floor.
Right.
Which I assume you allow.
I entertain the motion to amend. And so now we have two amendments. The motion to postpone is a higher motion than the motion to amend the motion.
And I'd like to speak to that.
All right, go ahead.
That's all I was saying. I certainly am against the motion. I need to spend more time talking about this at a next meeting. Like I need a hole in my head. So I would not support the motion to postpone. I'm looking forward to giving my vote so we can dispense of this and get to some other issues besides consuming ourselves of this at one more meeting.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Dwayne. So the motion to postpone is precedent. It has more precedent than a motion to amend. It means that the motion to postpone to a time certain is in order.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy, quickly, please.
Yes, I agree to postpone, and at the same time, I agree to send this to the subcommittee. The subcommittee can
okay,
do some fleshing out.
That's another motion, which is not not in order right now, Nancy. What's in order is the motion to postpone.
Well, substitute.
I only said my name once, William. Nancy
okay,
said it.
Request for information.
Hold on,
sure. I'm holding.
I think a motion to substitute is in order. Is that right, Dwayne or Michael?
I'm not sure whether it's right, but it seems to me that you don't need to send it to the subcommittee. That if the subcommittee feels this,
okay,
this is appropriate,
the motion by your vote. I'm sorry.
Since Wayne was called, Mr. Chair, I would inform that no motions, no additional motions are in order, because that would be stacking at this point. And you need to dispense of those that are on the floor at this time.
Okay. Thank you. And that's what I was thinking. So a motion to substitute is not in order. What's in order now is the motion to postpone.
William, is there any of this? I'll second
no,
it.
I'm not going to any more discussion. It doesn't need a second in committee, Michael. Sorry. So I'm going to go to a roll call on the motion to postpone.
William, next meeting, not two meetings.
Okay. Are you amenable to that, James?
I believe my motion was two meetings.
Okay. Right. So the motion to postpone is for two meetings.
Yes, that was so we could have more discussion and get some guests
Hold on, I'm trying to clarify. So the motion to postpone is for two meetings from now. So if you vote yes, you're voting to postpone it to kick the can down the road for 2 months. Okay.
He said postpone. I did not hear him say postpone to two more meetings. That means
December or January. Nancy, he did.
Did everybody else hear that?
Tough luck, Nancy. You're out of order, okay? That's what he said. I did hear that, okay? We're going to go to the motion to postpone for
the
two meetings.
The second time he said two meetings, but...
He said it the first time. Aline, if you keep your notes, wasn't that what he said?
Yes, he did.
I absolutely heard that.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
And William's trying
I'm
to amend it to one meeting.
Nancy, I'm going to mute you if you don't. You have to be recognized, please.
Stop that. Irene, you're not the queen of the world.
Go ahead and do it.
Stop that.
I know, but
Hold on, please. Everybody take a breath. Okay. So, the motion that's on the floor is a motion to postpone. James, please submit it in writing to the committee. Thank you.
Okay, do we have a list? Lawrence, do we have a list for the committee? I don't have a list.
Just respond to when I send the agenda. Reply all.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Eileen, would you be willing to take the role on this
yes.
motion?
Okay.
Thank you.
So, motion to postpone until December meeting. All right, Duane Lark. Duane, still on here? Come back to you. I vote yes. Beth?
Yes, to postpone.
Okay. Jim Severton? James?
Yes.
All right, Lou Wolf?
Yes.
Michael White?
Yes.
Nancy Saibara?
Nancy Saibara, Nadi Tomi says no. And okay. I don't like being threatened to mute. If you're going to do it, just do it. Don't threaten.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I just, it's getting late here. Ted is not here. William Harold Wagon. I do apologize for that. William?
No.
All right. Chair, would you like to vote?
Yeah, I would like to vote, and I'll vote no.
Okay. Duane, are you here to vote?
Duane votes no.
Okay, so that gives me 1 second. Oops. Copy. Stop that. All right, I've got 5 yeses and 4 noes.
Okay, motion prevails. The postpone.
3, 4, yeah.
So the motion is postponed to the December meeting. Let's see, I think we exhausted the agenda. Beth, have you come up with a date? A proposed date to convene the bylaw subcommittee?
I will email everyone and get people's availability and look for what works best for most people.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
What was the date of the next meeting, the meeting after the next? Do we have a date or just should I just put the month?
Yeah, let me find
Hold on. It's December. Do you want to find it next, Ali? And
yeah.
Can you post it?
Give me 1 second.
Please?
Well, I think the meeting.
December 16th.
Might have been the meeting we weren't sure about because it might conflict with Christmas.
It's the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay, Excuse me.
So I just make it the meeting after next, and then we don't have to worry if the meeting's canceled.
James, please. Sorry.
Well, she's trying to clarify for you. Eileen, go ahead, please.
We have it on the calendar for the 16th, which is the third Wednesday of December. The fourth Wednesday of December.
That's what we always meet, third Wednesday
that's
of the
correct,
month.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
I have one question.
Sure.
If we want to invite some people to the next meeting, what do we want to do about that? How should we do that?
Okay, so that's not in order right now. What's a part of the motion? And what's in order right now is a motion to adjourn.
Chair, this is James.
But okay.
Go ahead, James.
I just want to clarify the language. I initially said the meeting after next, and that's what people voted on. I think that's the language I'll put in here, just in case a meeting gets canceled or something else happens. So it's the meeting after next, because the purpose, the intent was to leave room for further discussion and possible guests.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going to leave out the date. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to own that concept, James, and anybody else that's interested in inviting guests, please take ownership of that. As Dwayne would say, take ownership and carry the water on it. So if you're going to invite GMs, PDs, or members, listeners, to speak on this postponement, please let the committee know. You can always reply all or whatever you need to do. Okay?
I will do that, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thank you. And Eileen, if you're interested in inviting folks, or anybody else that's interested in inviting folks, please take ownership of that and make it happen. Okay? We have to be about it, not just talk about it. All right. The meeting is adjourned unless there's any objections.
Question, Lawrence. When is the next meeting? The 18th of November? Is that the
third
Wednesday?
The next. Yeah, 18th of November, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lewis, I was going to call you Tom because of Tom Wolf. But thank you, Lewis, very much for keeping
no
the time for us.
Thank
no
you.
No relation, no problem. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, so if there's no objections, we are adjourned.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, good night, everybody.